Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights shared democratic values in his address to the Parliament of Republic of Ghana in Accra. Both countries signed agreements in the field of culture, standards and traditional medicine. Prime Minister leaves for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit, further strengthening of bilateral relations high on agenda. Defence Acquisition Council approves 10 proposals including procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system and surface-to-air missiles through indigenous sourcing. First ever Khelo India Water Sports to be held in Srinagar's Dal Lake next month. And in cricket, Shubman Gill becomes first Asian captain to score a double century in England, India in commanding position in second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Birmingham. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra today. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple.
When we look at Ghana, we see a nation that shines with courage, that rises above history, that meets every challenge with dignity and grace. Your commitment to democratic ideals and inclusive progress truly makes Ghana a beacon of inspiration for the entire African continent.
Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. He highlighted India's vast diversity as the strength of its democratic fabric.
India is the mother of democracy. Hamare liye loktantra ek system nahi balki samskar hai. Hazaron varshon se loktantra ne bhartiya samaj ko nirantar gati di hai. For us, democracy is not merely a system. It is a part of our fundamental values. From thousands of years ago, we have examples of centers like Vaishali. The Rig Veda, one of the world's oldest scriptures.
The Prime Minister hailed the West African nation for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. Prime Minister Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians.
Last evening was a deeply moving experience. Receiving your national award from my dear friend, President Mahama, is an honor. I will always cherish that. Is samman ke liye, main 140 crore Bhartiyon ki taraf se Ghana ke logon ka aabhar vyakt karta hun. I thank the people of Ghana for this honor. I dedicate it to the enduring friendship and shared values that bind India and Ghana.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Mr. Modi also interacted with the Indian diaspora in Ghana's capital, Accra, receiving a warm welcome from the members of the community. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Ghana visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Modi's visit to Ghana sends a clear message. India is deepening its engagement with Africa and the Global South. Elevating ties to a comprehensive partnership creates a formal framework for joint projects in infrastructure, agriculture, and digital services. India offering to help in setting up a vaccine hub can further cement its position as the pharmacy of the Global South. The Prime Minister's parliamentary address stressed unity in facing climate change, pandemics, and terrorism. Looking ahead, this visit lays the groundwork for stronger trade and investment flows. It also boosts confidence confidence in the 15,000 strong Indian diaspora in Ghana who stand to benefit from new skill building and infrastructure projects. As both countries push for reforms in the world order, their partnership is poised for an era of deeper political and economic cooperation. Alok Rai, Akashwani News, Accra.
Prime Minister Modi has since left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit. This will be the first bilateral visit to the Caribbean nation by an Indian Prime Minister in two decades. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations in Port of Spain. Prime Minister Modi is expected to address a joint session of Parliament of the island nation and also scheduled to address the Indian diaspora. Our correspondent Sakshi Singh, covering the Prime Minister's visit, has filed this report.
The much-anticipated visit by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is being seen as the historic cultural milestone. This visit marks 180 years of the arrival of the Indians under the Gurmit system to Trinidad. The Indian community that constitutes 42% of the population is excited and expecting the visit to lay foundation for greater trade cooperation between the nations. Both the nations have shown great cooperation in terms of MOUs on food processing setups, digital payments, education, health. This visit is not only being seen to enhance the cooperation but embark on collaboration in areas of renewable energy, maritime security, accessible medicines, etc. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit is aligned to strengthen India's leadership role in the global south and deepen its relations with CARICOM countries. The visit is expected to enhance opportunities for further collaboration with the Caribbean nations.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services, and surface-to-air missiles. The Defence Ministry said these procurements will provide higher mobility, effective air defence, better supply chain management, and augment the operational preparedness of the armed forces. Prasar Bharati Chairman Avneet Kumar Sehgal today inaugurated the 29th International Conference and Exhibition on Broadcast and Media Technology, BES Expo 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Sehgal said digital infrastructure in the country has grown many folds in the last 10 years.
The onset of new technologies in the communication broadcasting has brought convergence, the digitization, the democratization of content, and the role of broadcasting is undergoing a profound transition. Traditional boundaries are being redefined between content creators and consumers, linear and on-demand platforms between terrestrial and digital territory.
Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said, people have reached a stage where it is possible not only to globalize the content, but also hyper-personalize and hyper-localize it.
They have changed forms, they have changed the nature in which the content is created, how it is processed, how it is distributed. And I think now we have reached a stage where it is possible to not only globalize the content, but also hyper-personalize and hyper-localize it simultaneously.
The theme of the conference this year is Transforming the Media Landscape Through AI, Create, Collaborate and Monetize. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari inaugurated two national highway projects worth 2,456 crore rupees in Garhwa today. Mr. Gadkari, who is on a visit to Jharkhand, also announced that 2 lakh crore rupees worth of highway projects will be implemented in the state, ensuring rapid development.
मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि हम 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए के काम झारखंड में करना चाहते हैं पहले एनएच की लंबाई 2600 किलोमीटर थी अब 4470 किलोमीटर हुई है करीब 40000 करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट पूरे हुए हैं करीब 65-70000 करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट ऑनगोइंग है पाइपलाइन में है और करीब 75000 के प्रोजेक्ट अपकमिंग है मैं विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये झारखंड के विकास में हमारी तरफ से हमारी सरकार की तरफ से कोई कमी नहीं होगी
Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that India Post is undergoing a major technological transformation. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, the minister said that for the first time, a Chief Technology Officer, CTO, has been appointed in the organization. This exclusive interview will be broadcast on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies of Akashvani at 9:30 p.m. today. The interview will simultaneously stream on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. The fury of monsoon rains continue to wreak havoc in Himachal Pradesh, severely affecting normal life. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain tomorrow, while an orange alert has been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall from July 5th to 9th. A report.
In the past 72 hours, the state has witnessed 14 cloudbursts and 3 flash floods, with the highest devastation reported from Mandi district, where 13 cloudbursts occurred alone. 14 deaths have been reported in Mandi district and 31 people are still missing. NDRF and SDRF teams are actively engaged in relief and rescue operations in the affected areas, and 348 people have been rescued so far. Additionally, 92 students of Horticulture College from Thunag have been safely evacuated and handed over to their guardians. Meanwhile, the Manali Keelong Leh Road, which was blocked near Solang Nala in Kullu district, has now been restored for vehicular movement by the BRO. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, several roads in the hilly region, including key roads in rural areas, have been blocked by landslides triggered by heavy rains. Clearance efforts are being carried out on a war footing to reopen all routes. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami assured that the Char Dham Yatra is being managed, reaffirming that the safety of all pilgrims is the government's top priority.
यात्रा जब सुरक्षित होगी तो यात्रा आगे चलेगी। जो हमारी सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है वो सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है सभी यात्रियों की सुरक्षा, उसको ध्यान में रखकर हम यात्रा को आगे संचालित करेंगे। और मौसम को देखते हुए हमारे सभी जिलों के अधिकारी एनडीआरएफ एसडीआरएफ सभी पूरी तरह से तैयार।
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Punjab, Goa, Gujarat and Northeast India during the next 6 days. On to sports now. The first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival will be held at Srinagar's iconic Dal Lake from the 21st of next month. This was announced by Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya. The three-day festival will see five sports: kayaking and canoeing, rowing, water skiing, shikara race and dragon boat race. The open age competition is expected to see participation of more than 400 athletes from 36 states and union territories. Mr. Mandviya said the Khelo India Water Sports Festival is another proof of the government's commitment to broad-based sports and creating more opportunities for athletes. In cricket, Captain Shubman Gill scripted history by becoming the first Indian and Asian captain to score a double century in a test match in England. He achieved the milestone on day two of the ongoing second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham today. Shubman scored 269 runs. The visitors scored 587 in their first innings with a strong hold on the match. Earlier, India resumed at the overnight score of 310 for 5. England currently leads the five-match series 1-0, having secured a five-wicket victory in the opening test at Headingley in Leeds. And the Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, the first Indian astronaut on the International Space Station, is working to develop a brain-computer interface in the orbital lab. U.S. space agency NASA shared in a blog post that Shukla, who is part of the Axiom 4 mission, along with a fellow astronaut from Poland, partnered together in Columbus Laboratory and studied using near-infrared technology to record brain activity for constructing brain-computer interfaces. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi highlights shared democratic values in his address to the Parliament of Republic of Ghana in Accra. Both countries sign agreements in the field of culture, standards and traditional medicine. Prime Minister leaves for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit, further strengthening of bilateral relations high on agenda. Defence Acquisition Council approves 10 proposals, including procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system and surface-to-air missiles through indigenous sourcing. First ever Khelo India Water Sports to be held in Srinagar's Dal Lake next month. And in cricket, Shubman Gill becomes first Asian captain to score a double century, Inter in commanding position in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.